Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
First scrub of 2024.
That's right.
Yeah. First one.
First one. It's a lucky year. Do you know that?
In what way?
It's a leap year.
Mm. So that means people who have leap year birthdays are like having a birthday. They actually have a birthday this year.
Correct.
That's exciting for them.
Yeah. And it's a lucky year to get married. Wow. I only know this because everybody sent me, there was like a meme going around and everybody was sending it to me.
What did it say?
That this coming year is a lucky year to get married.
What is a lucky year to get married mean,
a leap
though?
Year, I think.
No, but what does that mean? Like luck is in like your marriage is going to be long.
Lucky, blessed.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You and Allie just lucking out.
Living the blessed life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, happy new year, everybody.
Yes.
I feel like this year, a lot of people... So there's always the excitement of like new year, new me, you know, what am I going to change? What am I going to strive for this year? But then there's people who are like, I get very anxious about that pressure of like having to come up with new things. Like, you know, when you're just content and you're like, it can just be another day.
Yeah.
It can just be another day. That's where you're at? No. I'm saying like I saw more people talking about that side of it, which I feel like normally it's all like all the things we're going to do and not do and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is interesting because there is this like that in between time of Christmas and New Year's, there is like that. You're like, what day is it? I love that personally. Like, I love the rotting.
I have to tell you, I discovered so much about myself in the last 8 days.
What did you discover?
A lot that I feel like we can get into because later, you know, a lot and a detox that I'm doing.
Great.
That I think is very interesting.
Okay.
Maybe to some.
Uh-huh.
So, but I feel like we should do New Year's a little bit later because don't you want to talk about your Christmas?
Oh yeah, we can talk about Christmas. It was great. I went to Florida and then ended up in Louisiana. So I got to go see my parents. I love seeing my mom's house during Christmas because I normally spend Christmas at my sister's house in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So I flew into Florida to see my parents and it was nice. We went and had like a lovely dinner and then my two younger sisters flew in. And then the next day we drove to another city in Florida, Pensacola, to see my brother because he had a new baby in November. So they weren't going to be able to make the drive to Louisiana. So we went, got to see everybody. My dad fell ill and it was very stressful. Like
everybody
we didn't know.
Fell ill. I feel like everybody in my life has been sick within the last 2 weeks.
I know.
At some point.
But let me tell you something. I was researching like health smoothies and I made him this like pineapple, ginger, cayenne pepper, like spicy smoothie that's supposed to help with like if you get the like phlegm buildup, because a lot of people were having this like cough that was getting in the lungs. It was really bad. And I was like, we can't have that. And I got him to drink it. My dad is not someone who would ever drink like a shot, you know, a health shot. Never. But he was desperate. So he started making, you know, it lasted about 24 hours and then he was able to, you know,
power through.
Persevere. Drove to Louisiana. Chaos, but so much fun. Got to see all my little nieces and nephews, and there's so many of them. And it's, we were saying, like, it's jarring to go from like a very quiet home, you know, it's just me, Haley, and Phoebe, to a lot of things happening all at once. And it's so fun, but it is like I got home and I just sat and stared at the TV without it being on.
Yeah.
It's just in silence.
Yeah, I get that. It was like that for me when I first started dating Robbie, because I went from like my house was a museum. Everything was perfect in its spot. It was quiet. I had background music on my TV. Like it was like a spa.
Didn't feel lived in.
Did not feel lived in. Just the way I like it. And I went from that to having two little ones running around. Mm-hmm. And it was very jarring at first. But now I think I'm more used to it. And also they're getting to the age where they're really into like their stuff they're doing on the computer. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little bit different now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was very jarring at first.
Like they had a mini basketball goal, you know, in one of their rooms. And so the youngest, Memphis, wanted to play basketball, which I mean, I'm huge compared to him. So I was like, I'll play on my knees. So I'm on my knees on the carpet playing basketball, and I was so sore. My knees were like bruised. I was like, shoot, I'm getting to that age where like,
yeah, you should have worn knee pads.
I'm sorry, I didn't have knee pads to whip out just in the midst of the eve.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really fun. But I do notice that my body goes through a shock of, I got another canker sore. I think the last podcast we did had a canker sore. I got another canker sore in the same place.
What is up with that?
Well, so, you know, I had discovered that it could be caused by sugar, because you remember last time I had one, I was like, I'm not stressed, and typically it's caused by stress or lack of sleep, and I wasn't having those, but I did definitely have a lack of sleep while I was gone, because I basically woke up at 3:30 to go to the airport when I left, and I never really had a great night of sleep.
Never bounced back.
Never bounced back. But the canker sore bounced back. It did. And it's just like, today is probably the first day since then that I don't feel it.
Yikes.
And I made a dentist appointment for myself, not knowing I was going to get a canker sore. I was very nervous about that. So yeah. I've been to
I'm sure they were gentle. Day. I'm sure they know how to.
You know, I keep trying. What I do is I go to the dentist, and then because I just hate the process of going to, I hate just being at the dentist because it's painful to me. I never go back to the same dentist because I just think that there's going to be a dentist that can
that
do
like,
well, that doesn't hurt me.
Just run through every dentist in town.
Like they all do the same thing and they're all like wonderful. But in my mind, I'm like, maybe I'll find someone where it doesn't hurt. But it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah. The scraping,
the sounds.
You know what's, you might be surprised by this.
You love it.
No.
Oh,
I have not gotten my teeth cleaned in over a year.
Wow.
I am shocked by that.
Yeah.
My dentist is far away. He is in Redondo Beach. And if you do not live in Los Angeles, it's a far jaunt in traffic. Mm-hmm. And I just never make the time.
It's important.
I know.
I hadn't been in over a year. It'd been a long time. And because I genuinely get so, I build it up so much in my head and I make it so much worse than it is. Like it's not comfortable, but it's doable. I'm not I'm going to be fine.
I floss twice a day. So I know
you do. You're a really good flosser.
I'm a really good flosser. Thank you.
He was great today. It's Allie's dentist. Allie goes every 3 months.
That seems a little excessive. Why?
He told me I need to come every 4 months.
Why?
I think the way my teeth are shaped, basically, I feel like I floss more than ever this year, which wasn't like every single day, but I floss like pretty consistently. And he said my gums like were bleeding really bad. So he was like, you should come every 4 months and just to be consistent. So I set my appointment. I did.
You're one of those people.
What?
That makes your appointment for the next dental visit before you leave.
Yeah, because otherwise I will not do it. It's just on there.
Is that not? I do that too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't, because I don't know my schedule in like 6 months.
Yeah, it's just on there though. It's more like a reminder of like,
gotcha.
I can cancel if I need to, but it's there for me to know that in this general vicinity of time, I need to get my teeth done.
Got it. Okay, cleaned. Cool. Nice.
So anyways, I didn't cry. I didn't have any cavities. No, I've literally cried at the dentist. This is a real thing. And the receptionist told me she was really proud of me. So it was great.
Yeah.
No notes.
Great. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was really, really, really nice. So Robbie and I went to the Bahamas for a few days mm-hmm. before Christmas. And then we came back the day before Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Went down to San Diego and spent just like 48 uninterrupted hours with like my family, my niece, my nephew. So it was really cute. Did nothing but like eat and sit and just like whatever, bed rot or whatever people say. Yeah. But not in the bed, in my sister's house.
Okay.
But just like rotted. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. But my sister got me this book for Christmas. And like, so my sister is a psychologist. So everything, so I know this is done with love and a good heart.
Oh boy.
And she said it's one of her favorite books of all time. This is one of my favorite books. A lot of good lessons in here. So I open it up and it says, act with love. Stop struggling, reconcile differences, and strengthen your relationship with acceptance and commitment therapy. And I was like, should I be concerned that you're giving me this book? But apparently it's like a book that she thinks every couple should read it before they get married or like during their marriage. Yeah. It's like a good like couples therapy book. But I just thought it was so funny because it's like so like... Open up and be fully present with your partner. Increase intimacy, connection, and caring. Reduce conflicts and resolve differences. Build a rich and meaningful relationship. I was like,
that's so thoughtful.
Yeah.
I love that. Let me see.
But I would have the same reaction.
Yeah. That up, like, I was like, the first chapter two, should I stay or should I go?
Am I concerning that I'm like, that's a great gift. And so, this is a fully revised and updated second edition.
Yeah, so that's what she said. She goes, I loved the first edition. I don't know if they made any changes to the second edition, but it was given with good intent. But I was laughing so hard reading the chapter names and stuff because I'm like, is this like an SOS?
There's a drawing on the cover of two people hugging each other. It looked like they're getting over a major conflict.
Oh my gosh, the dramatic books I bought when Haley was on tour and I was having a hard time. It was like,
and you would send them to her?
No, I bought them.
Oh, for yourself.
Yeah, but I never read them because then she got home and we've been
everything, okay.
We went and started therapy again.
But yeah, so I am going to read this and I will, you know, give any nuggets that I find. I will bring them to the podcast to share.
I think you are going to love it. And I think you're going to be able to be like, this changed a lot.
Yeah.
Do you feel, is there a feeling as though... You don't need as much relationship tidbits now that you have a ring? Do you feel like...
No, I don't think so. Because I feel like there's always stuff that you can be better at in your relationship. Like there's always stuff that's coming up. But I do feel like a major source of conflict in our relationship was...
Waiting for the ring.
So like, when are we getting engaged? Oh my God, I never told this story on the podcast about the present he gave me last year because it was triggering.
Gosh,
now,
SOS.
Yeah, but now that we're in the clear, I feel like I can share it.
Should we?
Oh, take a break.
Yeah,
come
let's
back.
Take a break. Okay. We'll be right back.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, we're back. So you before you got the ring, before y'all got engaged, before Robbie proposed.
Yes.
You had been waiting for over a year for that to happen.
Yes.
And we've never talked about this because it was a trigger. It was SOS, a trigger event.
Yeah.
And you're ready to tell your truth, share your
I'm
truth.
I'm ready to share the truth, yeah.
Okay.
So this was Christmas 2023 that we just had. So Christmas 2022, we had been having conversations, and I've always been honest about this. This is the push and pull of our relationship. Was I was ready to get engaged after like 9 months of dating, and he was not. Mm-hmm. So meeting in the middle was like always our, meeting in the middle was always our biggest
compromise.
Compromise. Yeah. Like what is the middle exactly? Mm-hmm. You know, he's not ready. I am. Mm-hmm. So where does that take you? Mm-hmm. So I feel like around my birthday, so it was July of that year, 2022, I started really feeling like, okay, I'm going to basically give him some sort of, not timeline, but say like, okay, I really want to get engaged within this mm-hmm. like this year. Like this is it. Like you've told me you're ready to make this commitment. So like, let's do it. So without getting into too much detail, we had a sickness in the family come up. And so that really kind of put, and I understood it put like a dark cloud over just our lives in general. Mm-hmm. And so for Christmas that year, I have to like set the scene because it's Christmas morning and, we're waking up Christmas morning and he goes, I want to give you your gift now. And I was like, okay. And he pulls out this box and I'm like, oh my God, like this is not how I envisioned this happening, but like, okay. And I'm like alert and like fixing myself up, like first thing in the morning, you know, put my robe on and I'm like
fixing yourself up with the robe.
Yeah. Sitting up straight. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening. And he was like, I just want you to know like this is, so I open it and it's a ring, but it's not a ring. It's like a band. And he was like, I just want you to know, like, this is a sign of my commitment, like commitment to you, and I'm ready to take the next step. And he'd gotten it engraved with like the pillars of our relationship, the things that we always talk about. And it was really meaningful and sweet. And I just lost it. I just started crying because I was like, this is not what I wanted.
You got me a promise ring?
Yeah, it was basically a promise ring. But it wasn't a promise ring, but essentially a promise ring. And I put it on and it was like three sizes too big. And I was just like, what am I going to wear this on my thumb? It wouldn't even fit my thumb. And I was just like, and he goes, are you upset? And I was like, no, it's really sweet. And I understand. I get it. I know why, you know.
Through tears.
And it's so funny because I look back at photos from Christmas of last year and like you can tell, like I can tell in myself that my eyes were like puffy because I was trying to hide it because it was a really sweet gesture and it was meant well, but I was just not.
It meant well.
It was a nice meaning. I have to find the pictures from Christmas of last year because I'm curious if you saw this and could tell that I had like, come
I can see just here that you look very swollen and
swollen
fresh
and puffy.
Tears.
Yeah.
Here's the photo I got sent when I asked for a picture of it. I feel like she tried to make her hand look as like masculine as possible. So it's really.
So it's very funny because I put it back in the box and I just like left it like in the bathroom. Like I never wore it.
Did it get it sized?
No, I didn't get it sized. Like I just never wore it. I kept it in the thing. And after we got engaged, Robbie was like, can I wear it? Do you mind if I take it, put it on like a chain and wear it around my neck? And I was like, oh, I love that idea. Are you kidding me? So now he wears it a lot. Like it's like his everyday necklace. It's like a chain with that ring around it.
That's really nice.
Yeah, we've come full circle.
Yeah, really. Literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively. But yeah, that was something.
There were many moments where we were like, it's gotta happen.
Like that was it though. Like Christmas last year, I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. The box. I was like, and I know what he meant. Like he meant well, obviously.
Yeah, no.
Like it was good intentions, but like
if it was anyone but you, it would have been like
very well received.
Very well received.
Right.
But you were looking for
something else.
A rock.
A rock on that band, and it was sans.
Yeah. Sans. No rocks to be seen.
Yeah. So now we've come full circle and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful ring. Maybe we might use it as his wedding band, actually.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit big for him.
Yeah. I'm like, but this is just so funny. It's like it was the ring size that I thought I was.
Oh.
So he did get me the right size.
In men's?
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely looked like masculine.
Are like ring size the same as men and like shoe sizes for men and women?
Yeah. But yeah, we might use it as his wedding band. TBD. Wow.
Speaking of jewelry shopping, I'm shopping before Christmas and I run into Sophia Bush.
Oh, wow.
We're just keep crossing paths.
Yeah.
She was so nice though, because I didn't see her. She had a mask on. So she like tapped me and was like, hey, and like
she
pulled her mask.
She tapped you?
She did. I know. She's so sweet.
We're in. What are you? Are you embarrassed to ask her to come on?
No, not at all. Remember when Issa kind of lightly brought it up and she's like, oh, that's so cute.
So what is it? What's stopping you?
Well, I don't see her. Like, I know she has her own podcast, but I don't see her on a lot of podcasts like that are like ours.
Yeah. She doesn't like do guest stuff that often.
So
there's a start to everything.
Yeah. I just want our podcast to be like in its highest form when we have her on.
Well, nothing better than a new year.
Yeah, but maybe like a cool studio space, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Wait till we elevate.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Speaking of, I was listening to our podcast from our first podcast of the year in 2023. Do you know it was supposed to be a scrub-a-sance?
Yeah.
Did it happen?
No, but don't worry because I got all the supplies to make a new vision board for us this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
I made a vision board.
You know, no, I meant for the podcast.
Oh.
This is not for me nor for you.
Oh.
You and I are going to do this together.
Oh.
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. Later.
Okay. Great.
Later. But I know we didn't have a scrubissance, but I did have a renaissance that year. That was my word last year, and it like really stuck.
I can't remember my word last year.
Well, what's the point in making one?
I don't know. But I also didn't make a vision board last year. So maybe
so
that's
you
were where
just I running
fell.
Wild yeah. in 2023.
Yeah, I just went off the rails.
Yeah.
Rogue.
Whoa.
Rogue.
What'd you do Lord. Without a vision?
Just came up with it.
Just winged it?
Yeah, just
winged it all year.
Winged it.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think of my word for this year, but I was like, was this my word last year? I can't remember.
Impactful word, it sounds like.
Yeah. Hard to say. So your word this year is try.
Yes.
Which was a hint before we left for Christmas. There was a little nod to that because you got your necklace with your initials on it.
Yeah. He did good this year. This was my Christmas gift this year.
Good job, Robbie.
Yeah. Good job, Robbie. My new initials.
And your new initials are try Tanya Rad Yadigar.
Which is like the most Tanya thing ever.
Yeah.
The fact that my initials are the word try feels so meant to be.
And I find it interesting that you chose This Is Me Trying as your song as opposed to Mirrorball.
So it was a play on the word try.
Yeah, but in Mirrorball, she goes, I've never been a natural. All I do is try, try, try.
Yeah, so it was more for like people that don't know Taylor. You know, like if I put Mirrorball, people wouldn't get it. They'd be like, "That what does Mirrorball have to do with try? You know what I mean? But This Is Me Trying is quite a sad song.
It's so sad. Yeah. It's about, it's literally
like
about
trying and giving up.
It's about like addiction.
Yeah. So that's not the theme of the song is not quite what I want my year to look like.
Okay.
Just like the name of the song. This Is Me Trying.
Mm-hmm. You could have gone with Macy Gray, Try. What is that or something?
I try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. No, I try to hide it. It's clear. My world crumbles when you are not near.
Yeah, not quite the vibe I was going for in 2024. Maybe I've been away from y'all for too long, but that kind of sounded good.
Thank you.
It's the tone in her voice. It's easy to it's easy to mimic.
That's a meter we like.
Easton's harmony really came through.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyways. So try.
Yeah.
What does that encompass? Like what does it look like for you?
So when you define the word try, it's like to, what is it? It's like to attempt to accomplish.
Okay.
And to me, there is no more defining term of a modern woman than to try, or what did I say again? To attempt to accomplish.
Uh-huh.
That is the definition of a modern woman.
Oh.
To attempt to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I'm going to attempt to accomplish many different things.
Such as,
well, for starters, I mean, it's only the second day of the year, so it's brand new, but I really want to start my days off with warm water and lemon instead of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been doing that, and it's going to be interesting when I'm waking up at, you know, 4 a.m. and trying to make my warm water with lemon before my coffee.
Oh, it makes me nauseous when I try to do it. It's the acid with the warmth, it didn't do well.
It's just a little lemon. I don't like squeeze a whole lemon in there. Yeah. Just like a pinch of lemon, warm water.
It's really good for
you. So that's what I'm trying to do this week. Year.
This week.
Yeah. But I'm going to do new stuff. I'm going to try new stuff every week.
I love that.
Yeah.
Did you make an ins and outs list?
I did not. Did you?
Yeah. Did you have a word for this year?
In 2023, my word was harmony. I was trying to find better harmony in my life.
Did you?
Kind of. Not really. This year, my word is Kokomo.
Wow. What does that stand for?
It's a club.
It's a place in Indiana. It's also a fictional island that the Beach Boys sing about. But I want to relax more and do more stuff that's not work in 2024.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's my goal.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I feel like you do so much, but you're always working. Like you're always doing it because you're working.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm lucky that my work is cool and interesting, but also it's work, so it's annoying. And I want to spend more time with my wife and just doing fun stuff like you would do on the island of Kokomo. So
nice. That's my year. I love that. I love the
intent behind it.
The symbolism.
Yeah. Symbolism, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My word for this year is... Well, I have two. because I can't
job.
Remember.
That's not the assignment.
I can't remember last year, so I'm making up for it. I am curious what my word was because I'm wondering if I
obviously you wouldn't work on it.
Okay, my word for this year, one of them is relinquish. Because I want to let go of like
that
needing to control
things.
Definitely
wasn't your word last year.
No. But the other one is completion. Because I find that I start things or I have ideas of things and I never follow through, whether it's like fear of failure or fear of it not working out or just like becoming bored by it. And I really want to be able to like start things and complete them in a way where even if it wasn't the best thing I ever did, just like being able to say like I started this and then I finished it, having that like sense of pride and like completing something.
Yeah.
So it started with the vision board because I got to be honest, we did it on New Year's Eve and I took an edible and I got...
You didn't finish it.
No. Everyone else was like really into theirs, getting them glued, and I hadn't even like... I had ripped out things.
Yeah, phase one.
Mm-hmm. I'd gone through phase one. And then I just was like in the kitchen eating, like watching everyone, giggling to myself. And then I was like, Haley goes, are you going to do your vision board? And I thought I should do this because I want my word's going to be completion. So I want to like start on this. And I finished it.
Wow. You know what you should do?
Tell me.
We should make you something that says the word completion and put it up somewhere that you see it daily so that you can know that that's your focus for the year. And not only not forget, but also gear your decisions through that lens.
Well, it feels like something I'm gonna have daily where I think about it, because it's like even the as small as like choosing to declutter a space instead of just like starting and then stopping because I get distracted by something else, being like, no, you gotta, this is like, you know what you're striving to do. So I think it's gonna hit me in the face like every day.
Nice.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. So I tried to find your word from 2023, yeah. And I found this interesting thing on a Hayley Kiyoko fan message board.
Okay.
So someone said,
that feels scary.
Someone said, Becca's cousin is so sweet in her recent Instagram post. Harmony is indeed the word for 2023 for Becca.
Oh, okay. So it was harmony.
No, I mean, harmony was my word. I said that on the podcast last year. So I mean, but maybe your cousin posted about harmony too. I don't know.
I feel like that could have been your word last year because it does sound.
You gave me a bracelet with the word harmony, but that wasn't my word.
Yes, it was. I gave you a bracelet with the word of your
year.
No,
but that was your word you chose for me.
Oh, yes.
So
okay, this is all
coming
together.
Does this person think that you're my cousin?
Yes.
All right. Wow. That took a turn.
Oh, right. I assigned all my friends.
Assigned.
I assigned all my friends words that I wanted for them for the new year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yours was harmony.
I did have a harmonious year, I think.
That's good.
In a lot of ways.
The fact that I assigned you all a word is so...
Tanya.
So Tanya.
So Tanya. Do you want to know some of my outs and ins?
Yeah, I do.
These are some of my outs. Talking mean about my body.
Yeah.
I said unless it's Haley or Allie because sometimes it's like funny. It's like we go back and forth and
no,
it's not
it's
like
not
hurtful.
Funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's not funny.
Well, it's not funny to Haley, but Allie and I do go back and forth. It's kind of funny.
But it's not funny. But because like, you know why? You're putting that energy into the universe and we want to stop
okay,
that.
Okay, this is my list. This is my list. Talking about age, because I feel like I've like gotten to this habit where all of a sudden I turn 35 and I'm like, oh, I feel so old, or I feel blah, blah, blah. And I like don't want to be that person. I've always hated when people do that. When
yeah,
they talk
also,
about
we're like, so young.
I know. But like I've always been like, I mean, you do. 35 is that it's kind of that weird age because I've never thought about the number of the age I'm turning. And 35 was the first year where I was like, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to talk about that anymore. So goodbye to that.
Out.
Cluttered spaces. I want to have like clean open spaces. Feeling guilt for being lazy because sometimes you just got to be lazy. Not finishing tasks. Bad sleep and staying up late.
Oh wow. What's yeah. in?
Having a sleep routine, a healthy sleep routine, being outside more, less screen time, more conversations with strangers.
Oh.
Like safely.
Wait. Pause for 1 second. Do you want to hear the craziest thing?
Yes.
Maybe.
I'm flying out. I flew out to the Bahamas by myself without Robbie. He came out a day after me. So the person that was sitting next to me on the plane was like this man. I don't know how old he was. Let's see.
Doesn't matter.
But we ended up chumming it up, talking the whole, like, a good amount of the flight, got his backstory, talked about his kids, So, like, right? I, like, know this man. Depart the plane. Goodbye. Have a nice vacation. We're getting back on the plane to go home. And guess who's sitting next to Robbie?
The same man.
That's crazy. And this time he was with his family and I was with Robbie. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I got to meet his sons and his wife. And he got to meet Robbie. And then I switched seats with him so that I could sit next to Robbie. He said, here's my wedding gift to you. It was
cute. Robbie was like, shoot.
He was like, who is this guy?
That is crazy. Like, what are the chances of all the people?
I know. Thank you. Anyways, back to your strangers.
But yeah, having more conversations with strangers.
I learned a lot from this man.
Yeah. I actually was like open to having a conversation with my flight buddy on the way back, but she didn't seem interested, so I didn't force it. But I was like open to it.
That's step number one.
Thank you. More cooking, less food delivery.
Nice.
Decluttering. I said intentional time as in like having intentional time with people where it's not work-based. It's not... anything. My phone's not on the table. It's just like intentional one-on-one time, doing things that the people that I love. Phone staying in my purse at dinner, out of sight. Traveling to new places, trying new things even when scared, completing projects, and hosting dinner parties.
Yeah, that's cute. So I watched this thing on Instagram. I don't know. It was this guy, but he was talking about the power of the phone.
I saw this video.
I saw this too.
I think, did you post it?
I posted it, but I got so many DMs about it. I was like, wow, this really struck a chord with me. So I was like, obviously it's striking a chord with a bunch of other people, but he was like giving this TED talk and he goes, he was talking, he didn't have his phone. He goes, do you feel differently now if I bring my phone out and I'm holding my phone like this, just holding it here? I'm not looking at it, but I'm just holding it. And I was like, yeah, I actually do feel different. Like I do. And he goes, so what do you think when you're out to lunch or dinner with somebody and your phone is on the table? And he goes, oh, you know, you think you're being courteous and you flip it over so you can't see it. And I was like, that's me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the girl me with too. The phone flipped over on the table. And I was like, I don't want to do that anymore because I'm not looking at it. I don't know why I have it there. Mm-hmm. It's not necessary. So I'm going to start putting it in my purse when I'm out to eat.
Yeah.
Done.
I'm with you.
I'm over it.
I'm with you.
I'm not tired of being rude.
Tired of being rude.
Rude is out.
Yeah, rude is out.
Present is in.
You know what else is out is commenting mean things on public platforms, which it's always been out. But in my mind, I'm like, if someone does something shocking, okay, if I see someone and they're dating someone or it's something I don't like or it's a celebrity information where I'm like, what is this? And I have a reaction to it. At the very most, I'll send it to a friend and have a private conversation about it and be like, whoa, this is crazy. But commenting rude, hurtful things on a public platform or public person's social media is out.
Yeah.
Do it with your friend.
That's always been out. But well, I'm just thanks clarifying. For that.
It's just crazy. I just am like, I can't imagine going on and saying, I'm not someone who's like, I never gossip. Like, I have private conversations about things. But it's like go on someone's page and say something that's like hurtful to someone's heart. I don't get it.
Yeah,
personally. So that's out.
Yeah.
2024.
Thanks Becca for that
That bold stance.
Yeah, the bold stance. The new stance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that for me. You don't have any off the top of your head?
Ins and outs?
Yeah.
No, but I will tell you that I totally started off the year with a major bucket list moment because I was a part of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
Hold on. Amazing. Yeah. I mean, let's give it up for
Tanya. Thank you.
Huge.
The name?
No. Can we just talk about how...
I'm like, when is it just going to be Ryan Seacrest New Year's Eve?
You did like, not... You were like, oh yeah, I have to do this like New Year's Eve thing. Like, you undersold it so much. I literally had no idea what she was doing. She was like, do you have a dress I can borrow? Or do you have any outfit I can borrow? I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, she came over the day before, just like very much casual. Let me see what you have. Oh, yeah, this will work. She's like literally on the biggest New Year's Eve thing ever. Why did you do that?
What do you mean, why did I
why
do
did you
it?
Why did you just act like it was just this weird thing that they were having you do locally? That's how you sold it to me.
Because, well, first of all, I didn't know. I don't know. I don't like to get too hyped because I'm like, there's always, I feel like you don't know if you're doing something until like you've done it. You know what I mean? So I think I was just like cautioning myself of...
To be excited?
Yeah.
I think that should be out for 2024. I think you should celebrate big when you get opportunities that are exciting.
Right. Yeah.
And not undersell yourself.
I'm with you. But yeah, it was the craziest thing. And like, I don't know. It's just really, 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 really cool. And I'm obsessed with Jeannie Mai. So Jeannie Mai was the host of the LA portion of New Year's Rockin' Eve. So she's the one that that I was with. And she was just the coolest. I've always just been such a big fan of hers. She's like, honestly, just so cool.
She's scrubbed in before.
Yeah, she's scrubbed in. But I'd love to have her back. If she's,
she's great.
Yeah,
she's
great.
And now she's a mom.
Wow.
Going through a divorce.
Oh, man.
I know. It actually doesn't seem so good because I feel like all the things I see about it online are just like always popping up. But she seems like when I saw her to be in really good spirits and like just really, really thriving.
Yeah. Love her.
Yeah. But it was funny because someone's like, did you do the routine? You know, like the Ross and Rachel routine.
That's what we did on New Year's Eve. We watched Friends. Yeah. That episode.
Yeah. I did not do the routine. Oh. My airtime was probably 45 seconds. But it was an impactful 45 seconds.
Yeah. And Robbie should learn the routine. That's a good reel.
That is a good reel. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know if he'd be down.
He is so down. Remember when we did the fancy dance?
I know, he was like so good. Into it. Yeah.
Yeah. You were the one we were having to drag onto the dance floor.
Yeah. I'm not so good at the synchronized dancing, but the routine seems doable.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Long.
It's long.
Yeah. But it's easy movements that I think you can learn. Just some 5, 6, 7, 8 movements.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there something? There was something else that you said. Yeah.
We can do it my detox when we come back.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers,
put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right. So, Tanya, you have started a new detox.
Yes.
What is it?
So, I have come to realize that I am addicted to Survivor, like in a not healthy way. I'm in the middle of three different seasons.
How do you keep up? Like, how do you?
I don't know.
Why three different seasons instead of just watching just one?
We watch one as a family. We watch one that's currently airing live, but it's only once a week. So it's not that much.
Okay.
And then we watch one just Robbie and I.
Why do I feel like the one that is live has aired the finale? Like
they did. It did. Oh, it just okay. ended. So that, so now it's just two.
Who won?
Her name was Dee.
And who won?
Who won our thing? Yeah. Oliver won. I got second place. Yeah, nice. Thank you so much.
Nice.
But it's weird because, like, I don't know if you guys do fantasy football, but every player gets like points.
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
So Robbie did it the same way he does fantasy football. So my player didn't win. She got fourth place, but somehow I got second place because all my players lasted pretty long.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are doing a detox of Survivor?
Yeah. So I decided that I want to do a detox of Survivor at least until the next season starts to air in February.
Okay.
So it's going to be about
a season in February.
Correct. 46, season 46.
Okay.
So for the next month, I'm not going dry, fully dry.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a daily occurrence in my life anymore. So if anybody has any show recommendations that they would like to give me, that would be very much appreciated and help with my detox.
Did you watch Saltburn?
No, because you gave it the worst review of all time.
No, it's not. I didn't mean to give it the worst review.
You did. You were like, I think you'd hate it. It's dark. And then I'm like,
it's dark, but like, did you watch it?
I did watch it.
It was like so engaging. I don't know. It wasn't a bad movie.
No, it's a good movie. I really dug it.
It's just dark and twisted.
Yeah.
It's a psychological thriller. But I never would have thought you'd be as having to detox from Survivor, so I don't know what you like at this point.
Well, it's interesting because I do like Yellow Jackets, which is a very dark show as well. Have you seen that?
No.
I think you would like it too.
Okay.
It's a dark show, but I like it because the story is like very interesting. It's compelling.
I think you would like Saltburn if you like Yellow Jackets.
Really?
I think so too. And I think if you can go into it being like, there's some moments where you're just like, what the
heck?
And
it's a movie, not a show,
right?
It's a movie.
The moments in Yellow Jackets, personally, I think that are like horrifying are much worse than what happens in Saltburn, in my opinion.
I don't know if I could watch Yellow Jackets. Yeah,
it's
scary.
So good.
It's very, very good.
It's very, very good.
Both are very good. Saltburn and Yellow Jackets are great.
To me, Yellow Jackets is like 10 out of 10.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll watch Yellow Jackets if you'll
watch Saltburn. Deal.
Worship.
And Saltburn takes place in 2006, which I think is really fun for people our age, because that's when we were like, you know, coming out of high school. Yeah.
I don't even know if I realized that.
Really?
Was that a significant point?
They put it on the screen, a really big text, and then everyone's clothes kind of look like it. The music, especially the music's the biggest
cue. Oh, I did notice the music was really good. What a great year of music.
Yes. A lot of like MGMT stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But it takes place in this like really ornate like palace, so it's kind of hard to the 2006 of it all gets lost in that, but
okay. It's beautifully shot.
Okay, fine. I'll watch it if you watch Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
Deal.
I don't know if I've talked about this, but I did finish Fellow Travelers. I speak about this because I cried. It was like so intense, the ending, and I was like sobbing, and Haley goes, she's like, are you good? But I mean, Fellow Travelers is about, I don't know how to say it. Exactly what it is, but it's like the politics with the like ban of homosexuality, of like people getting literally arrested and killed for being gay, like they all had like secret relationships outside of their marriages. Anyways,
oh my god,
I'm in love with Matt Bomer. Like, he's just
Is it Bomber or Bomer? I think it's Bomer.
Bomer.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm in love with him. And I would freak out if I met him. But anyways, I think what it was, as I was telling Haley, I was like, it's such a privilege that we have, like, to be able to have a relationship that even, like, it's not fully safe. Did I already talk about this on the podcast?
No.
No.
It's not fully, it's not safe for everyone still to have right. a relationship with, in a same-sex relationship or LGBTQ plus relationship. But I was saying, like, it made me feel, like, recognize the privilege that we have to, like, love each other publicly and, like, have a relationship without the, I mean, people do live in fear and there is fear when you go to certain places, but just to be able to be with the person that you love is such a profound gift, you know? And like so many people in the past and even people now don't get to have that choice or that yeah. option. And I was like so emotional about it, thinking about all these older people who never got to love who they wanted to love or experience the love that I get to experience just because of like laws and hate, like yeah. really what it comes down to. It's such a beautiful show.
What's so
Showtime.
Oh, wow.
Got Showtime. Showtime swap. Yellow Jackets. Yeah. I did not watch Fellow Travelers, but
Yellow Jackets is on Showtime.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Every time I finish an episode of The Curse, they want me to watch Fellow Travelers.
You should. It's amazing. And Jonathan Bailey's so cute. He kind of reminds me of Brad.
Brad Goreski?
Yeah.
I love Brad.
So cute.
I started watching some show actually on Netflix that I think you would like. It's called... oh my God. My Brothers, the Walters or something.
Oh my gosh. I've heard it was horrible.
Oh, really?
Like painfully corny.
That's so corny, but it's like The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah, but that was so corny. I could barely Life with the Walter that.
Boys? Yeah, My Life with the Walter Boys.
Yeah, I don't know. I barely got through Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh my gosh. It's
and
so
And I love
cute.
Those. I think those actors are so cute.
It's
all
like
of them.
The love triangle.
Yeah,
Come
I'm,
on.
Good with, I'm good with the one... The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Wow. All right. No takers for that one. All right. Fine.
But it was, I do know a lot of people were watching it.
That's when I stopped. Cause I was like, my survivorness is like getting out of control. Like it's actually like we burned through one season in 2 days.
That's crazy.
I almost texted you the other day because over the break, Allison and I got into this show on HGTV called Why the Heck Did I Buy This House? And it's hosted by a woman named Kim Wolf, who they're doing some, it's like the first season of the show, and they're doing this thing where they're walking around town and people are posing for pictures with her. And Allison and I are like, this show hasn't aired yet. Why are people posing for pictures? She won Survivor in 2020. Oh. Her name was Kim Spradlin at that point.
What does she look like?
I'll show you a picture.
Yeah, give me a picture.
I saw there was a winner of season. There was a winner of Survivor that just came out.
D. Her name first name is D. I don't know her last name.
No, I'm not talking about the most recent winner. I'm talking about Parvati. Parvati, is that how you say her name?
Parvati. Parvati came out?
Yeah, so I'm trying to find the
but
post.
That's the episode. That's the season I'm watching currently right now. So
well, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. But it's like season, I don't know what season. I don't know the seasons. I think it's like, I don't know, but it's her first season she was ever on. But she came back and she was on the All-Star season that I'm like obsessed with. Uh-huh. So we're just about to watch the finale of her season. And this is the first season that they had an all-girl alliance make it to like final, I think four. It was all girls. And it's fantastic because it's all the winners. All these people have won in the past. So they're playing so freaking hard. It's the best season.
This is why she's detoxing people. Did you hear the passion? We haven't heard that much passion from Tanya Rad in years.
Yeah, no show has like rattled me like this. Like I'm talking strategy. We played Survivor with the kids for New Year's. That was like on the day of, like the day before, or wait, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, whatever. We were playing Survivor, but the four of us, me, Robbie, and the kids, and we had to like vote each other out. Whoa. We were like strategizing and we were playing, we were doing like wall sits for immunity challenges. Whoa. And like little cup games and stuff. And that's when I was like, this is.
You had a moment.
Yeah, I had a moment.
And the wall sit. Your legs are quivering. Why are we doing this?
The minute we're like voting out like our 9-year old, I was like, this is really taking a turn.
The tribe is smoking.
Shoot.
Because he was too much of a social threat. I was like, we gotta stop this.
There is a Gypsy Rose Blanchard special coming up on Lifetime that I am fiending for. It might be out already.
What's it coming up on?
It's on Lifetime. It's a docuseries. She's still in prison. Yeah. She's like in prison.
I would love to watch that too. I am so fascinated by her. I don't know why.
Well, the story is like devastating.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's so sad. And people,
did you watch the act?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But like, it's such a conflicting thing because, I mean, she murdered her mother, you know, and you go like, oh, well, I mean, that's not part of
that. Very public criminal trial.
Okay, I don't know.
But she was tortured. I mean, like, what her mom did was like
crazy.
A horrible type of abuse. Like, it's crazy. And so there's this thing where you're like rooting for this girl because she served her time. And it's horrible that came down to what it came down to.
Yeah.
But she's finally getting to have a life. She never had a life. And then she went to jail. She was like literally abused, forced to be in a wheelchair.
Right. No, I'm so fascinated by it too. Like, I'm watching every step. Like, she was at Burger King. She was having a Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
She's got a new iPhone.
She's an influencer.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. She listened to Taylor Swift to get her through prison.
The years that we're in of social media is so dystopian.
As soon as she stepped out of that prison, I started manifesting. Amy Sugarman, if you're listening to this, I want her podcast so bad. I'm like, I was waiting for a text saying, can you go to Missouri?
Did you text Amy?
I have not texted her yet. I want to wait for this because it might already be in the works. That's all I'm
saying.
She's in Louisiana. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it is because someone messaged me because I said like I posted like cheersing to Gypsy Rose getting out of prison. She's like, this is so crazy. This culture. She murdered her mom. And I'm like, but what about what her mom did to her? And she served her time. Like, she, you know,
in my opinion, there's no really time you can serve to make up for taking somebody else's life. But
I agree.
It is the wildest story I have ever heard. Like,
but my argument is, if someone did something abusive to me and my dad murdered that person out of just like pure rage for someone hurting me or doing something abusive to me, and then my dad served his time, I'd be like rooting for my dad if I saw, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's never, I can't imagine ever taking someone's life, but
yeah,
seeing someone that you love or like being tortured to a certain level forces people to do insane things.
It's, I have like, to see it through the lens of the TV show. I know the TV show was made based on the real life story, but I have to look at it through a lens of a TV show because when I think of it in real life, I can't root for her. I can't be happy for her. Like, I can't do any of it. So in my mind, it's just like a TV show that I'm still watching, you know, just to like be able to
desensitize yourself.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, it's real.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy.
And I'm excited to watch because the problem is there's a lot of fake accounts for her right now. So I can't tell what's real or not. And she posted some, I think she said, I tried to watch the actor, a story, a scripted thing. And she said it was a lot. It was like really hard, but that
could
have been.
Fun fact, did you know, just to lighten the mood a little, that is where Joey King met her now husband, making that show.
Mm-hmm. That's the guy in the movie?
No. I believe he was a producer or director or something behind the scenes.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
She was amazing in that show.
I know. But imagine falling in love in the midst of doing that.
Yeah, that's
I'm just picturing her like in the makeup.
In the bathtub.
And everything,
you know,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a really crazy, sad story.
Yeah.
But wow.
But great show. Let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Easton has
a question. I wanted to write in with an email. Hi, Beck and Tanya. This is Easton. I'm a big fan. I've listened for a long time. Something happened over Christmas that I just thought was weird, and I wanted your take on this. I have been going to a therapist for like 3 years, and she's been great. I do the EC Awards every year, which everyone listening to the show is probably familiar. They're on January 7th of this year. I have not talked to my therapist about the EC Awards because they are not a source of stress for me. They bring me a lot of joy, so I've not brought them up ever. She doesn't follow me on Instagram. Like we don't, you know, the conversation here is like how much outside of contact is appropriate from a therapist. Mm-hmm. I started selling Eastie Awards t-shirts this year, which a lot of scrubbers have purchased. And that's very kind of you. I got an email from the t-shirt like thing at midnight saying that my therapist had bought a t-shirt. And I started spiraling at that point because I was like, okay, that means she was on my Instagram at midnight and then decided to buy this t-shirt. I know there's like a version of this, which is like she wanted to be supportive, you know, and like help me out.
No, it's a no for me. That would make me, I only want my therapist to know what I tell her.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's where I was at. And she didn't say anything. She didn't like text me. She's texted me before. She's texted me some, I found out she revealed she's a big fan of someone we do a podcast with, which felt weird to me. And I was like, oh man, I'm like complaining, you know, not like about these people specifically,
you can't
but like
be
talking about work, you know?
Yeah.
And I found out she was like a big fan and she's texted me about that once before, but she did not text me about like, oh, hey, I saw you were selling t-shirts. I bought one. Like she didn't say that. I just got the email and I packaged it up and sent it off to her. And, my mind is just like going to a million places. Cause I'm like, how, like, is she going to wear it around town? Like, what's going on with, like, oh, this is my client's, like, fake award show he does. It's so weird. And normally, like, a lot of friends of mine have bought the shirt and nothing happened. But, like, the fact that it was my therapist, I really started spiraling. And I just wanted to know if you guys would think that was inappropriate or not.
It's a hard no for me.
Yeah.
I don't, this is just me personally. I like that my therapist doesn't care, doesn't know. I don't think she knows names. She knows I work in radio mornings. She knows I do a podcast, but she doesn't know the names of anything. She doesn't know anything about anything. And to my knowledge, she really doesn't know anything about anything. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I like it that way. I like her just to know what I'm telling her. There's a part of me that I would feel not like I could be my 100% authentic, open, honest self if she did, or if I knew she did.
See, I feel like it's almost like delusional to think that she doesn't know what you do.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think she knows.
I'm a therapist and I know that someone I'm talking to is on a radio show, has a podcast, I'm hitting Google.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm nosy.
So, I always wonder, like, do they look up your clients on Instagram and stuff like that? Like,
Harry Styles invited his therapist to his concert, you know, like in LA. He was like, shout out to my therapist for being in the audience tonight. So
yeah, but I think that not my vibe.
Yeah, but
I'm also not Harry Styles.
But you're a public figure.
Yeah, but it's different. Like, I'm not a public figure where Harry Styles walks outside and everybody knows who that is. I'm not that.
Yeah, but if someone listens to the morning show or listens to podcasts or like watches E in the countdown, they know
you. I can guarantee you that my therapist doesn't do any of those things.
You don't think she watched Ryan Seacrest's New Year's Eve show and tell you?
That she may be. That maybe, but everything else, no.
Here's my thing. Okay. This is my argument because I don't really care. I'm like, you can, if I'm talking to you, there's a chance that you can, if you have any curiosity about me or what I do, you can just hit a Google and like, or look me up on Instagram. Like, it's just out there. It's public knowledge. And I trust that there's a client confidentiality, you know, agreement that like what I come to you to talk about is stays here. But like, that doesn't mean that they don't know what else is going on in my life. They just know what I'm sharing with them in that moment. You're, in a sense, like, in this regard, you're a public figure because you're doing something that's public and she's wanting to support you and like probably loves you. You've been with her for a long time and is like, oh, I want to show my support for him. And it feels invasive, but I don't think it's coming from a, you know, unsafe place.
Yeah, I was, because I don't mind if she looks at my Instagram, obviously.
Oh, no.
I like, you know, like, but I don't want to know about it.
There's been a deep scroll on your Instagram.
No chance. My therapist doesn't even know when I like talk to her about, like, she's like, how do you, like, she doesn't know anything about stories.
What is she going to start? Finish your sentences with like what you've been doing?
You know what? I'm going to live in my Delulu, world because I like her not knowing anything.
I'm just saying there's a chance, regardless of if you believe it or not or acknowledge it or not, that your therapist knows who you are and what you do.
Okay, let's say she does know what I do, know exactly where I work, the names of everything, knows everything, watches my Instagram every single day. I like that she pretends that she doesn't.
Yeah, great.
At least that. I like that she pretends that she knows nothing about anything. I like that.
So if she bought a Modern Woman sweatshirt, you'd be like,
what the
Yeah, like, and when I first
the
started,
the only person in my life that I just want her to know nothing.
Maybe there's got to be a scrubbers out there who are therapists or work in the, you know,
mental health or something. Yeah. when I first started seeing her, she told me like, if we see each other, because she's in the same town as me, it's like, if we see each other at the grocery store, I won't say anything unless you do first. Like, if you come up and say hi.
Oh my God, that would, I cannot.
Because that would be like mortifying to think about. Like, I'm just like shopping. It's like, hey, how's it going? I'm his therapist. He comes to see me. He's cuckoo, you know, something like that.
Wait,
but
my therapist said the same thing to me.
I think that's like a thing they teach you.
Do
I think
we have the same thing.
we should compare notes. So like, I wasn't like, worried that she was going to like, you know, get on Instagram or something and like post something weird. I'm not concerned about that, but the whole, like, I just couldn't stop thinking about like, now I was just picturing her at home at midnight on my Instagram going like, I'm going to buy a t-shirt. It really sent me into a spiral. I have not seen her since. I don't know, like, I'm thinking about finding a new person.
Do you feel like connected? Like, or do you like her in terms of what before this?
This is a
Let
good.
Let me give you my girl's info. She will
pretend she has no idea.
She has no idea who you are.
the thing, and I don't know if anyone else can relate to this, but like she's great. She moved though. She's far away. She's like an hour from me now.
Oh.
And I tried to do the FaceTime thing. I really didn't like it because I had like, you know, I have to go sit in the car, you know, I have to like go to a private room in the house. It feels weird. So I go in to see her and it's just like so far.
Oh.
But then the thought of meaning getting to find someone else and like filling getting them up to speed.
I know getting someone else up to speed feels
like we got to drop in at season four now.
The Eastern show.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like, it's so much. I don't know. I like that feels daunting.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, don't want to do it. But then also like, the you know, she's not like so good. Like I'm gonna
imagine never.
Yeah, like I, you know, I'd see her like once a month. I don't go like that often.
Let me give you my girl's number.
I'll happily take it. And my first session will be, so I work with this person named Miss Tanya Rad. She works at 102.7 Kiss FM.
I don't think she knows my last name, to be honest.
I bet she has no idea.
She knows me as Tatiana Radesavia Beach.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's all she knows.
That's all she knows.
Yeah. So is your question, do you acknowledge,
do I say something? Do I just not go back to her? Like, am I right in feeling weird about it?
Well, I think a therapist would say that you have an honest conversation, but me personally, I would just ghost and move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's the healthiest thing to do. I'm just saying that's what I would do. But
even if you're not a public figure, I still think it's weird. Like if I were not a public figure, I would still not want my therapist watching my Instagram. Just me personally.
I guess I share things with her that I haven't shared on Instagram. So whatever she sees on Instagram is like, whatever. Who cares?
It's not about that. It's not about that.
What's it about?
It's about the access. Like, you know, I just want her to, I want to focus in. I don't want her to be like, how was your dinner at Pache last night? You know, like I want her to.
She might not need to acknowledge it, but her seeing what you're doing isn't like, it doesn't affect anything, whether you know or not.
You know, different strokes, different folks.
I think you could just say, hey, I got your order for the t-shirt.
Hope it fits.
It made me feel like a little bit uncomfortable just because we haven't crossed like that personal.
Oh my God, no, he cannot do that.
Telling you, a therapist would say you should have a conversation. But I also think if, you know, whatever feels safe for you. Maybe you get the shirt and bring it to her for your next appointment.
I shipped it out. It's in the mail. I think she has it already. Like, it's arrived.
Cringe.
Right? Yeah. And I just wrote, thanks. I wrote a little note. Just like everybody else, anyone else who bought a shirt, I wrote them a little note saying thank you.
Yeah.
But and I just said, thank you, Cynthia. There you go.
Wow.
I guess if she listens to this, that'll be the big test. If she hears this podcast.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
And she writes in an anonymous email about what she should do.
Hey, Beck and Tanya, I was trying to support a client of mine and he's being really weird about it.
Yikes. That'd be so crazy.
Insane, right? Well, thank you for the, because that was,
I don't know if that was good advice, but.
Yeah, I thought it was good advice.
Two different perspectives.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd care.
Pick your path. Carefully.
Delulu or Trululu.
Oh, I love it.
I like my world.
I know you
come
do.
Come play in it for a day.
She's blissful.
She's blissful. Sometimes. Blissfully unaware.
Yeah. All right. Well, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy
we
New
love
Year.
You so much.
If you have any suggestions for a scrubbing and vision board, please hit me up. Don't do the email because nobody's reading them right now. So please send it to me at Tanya Rad on Instagram. And I will cut out and I'll make a scrubbing and vision board that we will keep with us for the whole year and look back on it. I put both of our words on there. So what was yours again? Completion.
Uh-huh.
And try.
Yeah.
And that's that.
And that's that. We love you so much.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.